celebration.
We are going to rejoice. We are not going to have a class.
Yeah, yes. Sure.
So everybody like rejoicing, right?
Yeah. So I'll leave
who likes rejoicing? You. Just put your hands up. A little bit higher, please. Oh. Thank you. What about brothers? Are you really rejoicing? What do you think? Or busy hearing, setting up the translations? This is a beautiful morning, meeting all of you great souls here. And as the song was played, I was just seeing few souls just tapping the fingers and just enjoying so much. Is there anyone who can sing this song which you just now heard? Because it's a very familiar song for all the BKs. So is there anyone who can sing? Yes? Song of the Heart? It's not going to be, you know, recorded or something. Who wants to do that? It's an act of blessing. Because today's topic is rejoicing in remembrance, to experience that rejoice. I think before starting the class, we should be in that mode. What do you think? Yes? So who wants to do it? Who wants to do it? Who wants to be the Arjun? Oh, see, that sister is putting her... Please come, please come. Please applause for her. She's putting her hand up. Yeah, great applause, please. With little volume higher, please, because it's nice. This is an act of courage. So please come up. If brother can give her the mic, so she can do it. Please come. Please encourage her. She's thinking what she's going to do. I think even Sriram can do it, brother. You can also start singing. As I see you rejoicing, coming up on the stage. So all of you can sing together as well. It's a very beautiful song. Are you really wanting to sing? Yes? So please start. Even he will play the song, so it will be more convenient. So you start, and I think if the brother cooperates, he will play the song for you, and you can all just, you know, rejoice. Because this is a class for rejoicing. Okay, please. Take the mic. Anyone, any Arjun who wants to take up the mic? Oh, that's so beautiful. Applause for the sister, please. But I think you didn't have your breakfast. Please. Yes, please sing. Those who want to dance, please come in the front. Please come up. Just be as you are. Flow with the energy. That's so nice. Please come up. All those who want to come, please come. Brothers, please join. From Russia. Come. I saw you dancing in Russia. That's so nice. Very good. Just let go of other things and please come up. Break. Round of applause, please. Yeah, please join. Please join. Louder applause, please. Little bit. And sing with happiness. Yes, sister, you can sing. You can choose your companion angel, one from the audience, and you can start doing it with Baba if you like. Yes, you can bring that brother. Come in. Sriram Bhai, you can join him. Others, please join the song. So you are in the golden age now. Sisters, you can form another group here. Please come up. Yes, just you have to dance with Baba. That's what you have to do. Yeah, all the sisters sitting on this side, please come up. Every angel can choose and bring one more angel onto the platform. And start, keep singing either. Even the translators can join. Louder, please. Louder applause, please, for all those who were dancing, the divine angels of Baba. All of you are cherished? Yes? Oh, they want to dance. That's nice. But you know, how long can you dance like this? And how long can you dance through your mind? Which is more, you know, long-lasting? What do you think? Through mind? So, Baba's place, Madhuban, is the wonderful place. Because God comes here and He decorates all of us. And in today's Murli, what was the decoration? If anybody would like to share. And before this question, I would like to ask, are all of you rejoicing? Put your two hands up. But with a smile on your lips. What about the brother? You have a different experience? That's great. Thank you. So, who thinks they can rejoice in remembrance and dance in remembrance 24/7? Just one? What about others? Just 10 minutes? So, who thinks they can do it throughout the year? To rejoice in remembrance is to be happy. So, if I ask, okay, how many of you are happy? No one? Are you not happy? Oh, you're confused. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm happy, I'm angry. You know, everything is confused. So Baba is giving us the rich empowerment through Murlis. And today's rejoicing experience which I had in today's Murli was God telling me that He is personally in front of me. So I was dancing, you know, like, you know, I was just beyond the skies and everything. But Baba was with me down in the Murli. I was just aware of that I'm hearing the Murli. But that super sensuous joy which I was experiencing. Who had that experience, at least for today, in the morning? That's it? So, we have to appreciate with love what God is saying to me personally. Because Murli is a personal relationship with God where you receive practical answers. Because sometimes in yoga you might feel, maybe, you know, it might be from my own feeling, or I don't know whether it might be from Baba's thought. Little bit somewhere, sometime there might be confusion, but not always. Because for a yogi it's very clear, it's coming directly from Baba. But through Murli, Baba answers. How many of you have this experience, getting answers through Murli? But with a smile on your lips, please. See how great it is. You say something to Baba, to God, and He answers you back. You get the reply, and in writing. So you understand how God thinks through Murli. It's so wonderful. Because Baba said today, in the early morning hours, you remember me with your mind and intellect. Because mind has the capacity to explore and experience the meaning of an idea. And the intellect holds on to the concept. And the soul experiences the resonance, the harmony between the mind and the intellect. This is why Baba said, remember me through your mind and intellect. And then do the service of, if you remember, please share. It's going to be an interactive session because Brother told me you can have an interactive session because not, you know, we have few angels. And it's going to be very easy to have. So, are you interested? Yes? So, what is that Baba said to do? Because if you don't remember what we are asked to do, then what are we going to do? If anyone remembers, just put your hands up. Ah, yes, very nice. What did you say? Gives Baba's introduction, yes. And points of spiritual intoxication, what did you feel from today's Murli? Because spiritual intoxication is also a form of rejoice in remembrance. Do you agree? So what's that Baba told us to do? You're going to make Madhuban Bharat into... Yes, I'm just helping you. So, Bharat into heaven. Divine land of double-crowned kings and queens, right? So, where are these double-crowned kings and queens? Where are they? Do you know the address or not? You know? Then, can you just tell me where are they? Pardon? Here? Can you just think that whoever thinks, yes, I'm here. So please, can you just stand up wherever you are? This is, see, all of you are enjoying. Huh? So you want to put your hands up. Only 4 or 5 or 6. What about the others? So to rejoice is to accept Baba's love with regard. Baba is saying you can do it. So I have to appreciate the love of God by saying, when I listen to every version of Murli, what I practice is, I say, yes Baba, Haji Baba. And that too with a lot of enthusiasm. Like see, if there is a parent, and if the parent is telling their children, okay, you have to do this, you have to do that, when they are very young. In India, yes, they are taught till they become older. But in the West, maybe when they are younger, they are being taught how they have to be or whatever it is. So if your child replies to you saying, yes, mommy, I'll do it, how will you feel? If the child responds to whatever instruction you're giving to your children, how do you feel? You feel happy? Yes? So, who is my parent? Yes, speak with intoxication. Who is my parent? Is it really so? I need to ask now. Yes, so then, the every version he is telling me, I need to appreciate with love. Do you agree? I hope this helps you, because it has helped me a lot. When I hear the Murli, what I practice is, every version I listen to, I always say, yes, Papa. Because God, in the form of a parent, also is my teacher. And He is teaching me directly. See, the other thing which I practice when I hear the Murli, that makes me rejoice in remembrance. Because I always acknowledge with happiness, saying, thank you, Baba. If somebody gives you a gift, what do you say? You say, thank you, or just say, it's okay, you have given me the gift, it's okay, I keep getting many gifts. Is it like that, or you do acknowledge? So, every version of the Murli, what is it? It's invaluable. Baba says, it is millions of rupees. Have you heard? Every version. So, He is giving that expensive gift to me. So, how do I need to acknowledge? With a lot of happiness? So, what I do is, I acknowledge with happiness. Thank you, Baba, for giving me this beautiful gift. So, then I can see the intoxication rising when I hear the Murli, and it becomes mine. So, I have to make it mine. Whatever I hear, I have to make it mine. Because Baba is mine. And whatever He is giving is also. Do I want to take it, or it's okay, I can give it to Maya? It's okay, Maya, you take away. It's mine. So, I need to value every version of what God is speaking to me. And the third thing which I do is accept with intoxication. Yes, Baba, I'll do it. I'll show you. So if you do this practice, it increases your intoxication, and intoxication will lead to rejoice. Then remembrance becomes easy. Because it's very easy to remember someone whom you love. Do you agree? Once I was traveling, and the person who was sitting next to me, he just said, he was not even a biki, just said, looking at my face, are you in love? I said, yes. I mean, really, your love is very great. I said, yes, because I love God. And He loves me. To rejoice is to be lost in love of God. As you have heard, even in the scriptures, Meera, she did not even have Gyan. Just she was lost in the love of Krishna. What's the effort Baba is asking us to do is to love. Isn't it easy? Easy or difficult? Yes, interactive. To love is easy or difficult? Pyar kiya nahi jata. In Hindi it's said. Pyar ho jata hai. Lost in the love. So, to get lost in the love, Baba says, even in the Bible it's been said, even in the Testaments it's been mentioned, thy God, thy Lord is a jealous God. God is a jealous lover? Is it so? Sister is saying, is it so? Is he jealous if you love someone else? So, now I need to check. So in my heart, is this word imprinted in my heart? my Baba. And I have Baba in my heart so that no one can take away Baba from my heart. He's hiding in my heart. Like in the heart of Hanuman, you know, in the scriptures you must have heard Baba shares, you know, how Hanuman had Ram in his heart. So the simple effort which we all have to make to rejoice 24/7 and 365 days is to love God. Is it easy? Yes or no? Come on. Yes? So you got the tool? Very easy. First priority is Baba. Do I have God in my heart? Let's check. I would request all of you to get into pairs. Is it okay? Yes? Then you can stand up if it's easy for you. If you're not able to stand up, you can just sit. If you're not able to stand up, you can get into pairs and sit on the sofa or the chairs, whichever is comfortable for you. It's okay. You need not have to discuss. Just choose. In silence, you are going to do this. So, to love someone, you always say, I need some solitude. Because I love you, I want to talk to you. So now, it's getting congested here, I think. So it's better. Yeah. Yeah, you can spread out. That's good. So now, you gently speak to yourself and concentrate at the center of your forehead as a beautiful joy of light. This is my reality. I gently speak to my mind. My dear mind, God tells me that I am this joyful light, and I heartily accept as I accept, I say to myself, I am this beautiful energy. This is me. This is my reality. I see the sweet fragrance of my own self spreading throughout my body. I see myself surrounded by the joyful light. I rejoice seeing myself as this beautiful energy. Now I turn to see the angel's forehead who is sitting beside me. I see this joyful light shining. I can see the light sparkling at the center of the forehead and the energy being spread throughout the body. Exchange of joyful energy is being experienced beyond the physical dimension. Beyond the sun, moon and the stars, I see Brahma Baba with his open arms looking from up above. Baba, through Brahma Baba, the ocean of love is watching me from up above. Baba is inviting me lovely angels of God, please come up. See myself flying up above with lots of joy that Baba has invited me. It's a deep experience of flying together. as I fly high above. Experience the lightness. I'm in front of Papa. Surrounded in the arms of light. I am in the arms of God. Baba is giving me trust. Filling me with the divine energy. I see the positive, elevated energy flowing. Entering my soul very deep within. So wonderful, beautiful, blissful experience. This beautiful experience, I see myself and Baba. A lawful angel also taking rest day from Baba. Baba is holding my hand. On the other hand, he is holding the hand of the lovely angel who is taking Drishti from Baba. Ocean of love is radiating the pure love my greatest fortune. This is coming closer, radiating its light. As I arrive into this physical dimension, I see the sweet fragrance of all my qualities. Radiating semi. Own true form. I see the lovely angel floating in this bubble of God's love. We are coming back. Into this physical body filled with bliss, contentment, bliss and joy. With these cherished feelings, I enter this physical body. Leaving behind the bubble floating back. My heart is filled with joy and bliss. Very light, relaxed, and refreshed. Now I have the energy to radiate around. Whilst being in this field of actions, to be with Baba, to be joyful, and keeping Baba in my heart, I'm going to play my role. And I give the blessing of love, peace and bliss to the angel in front of me. This is how I am going to perform my actions. Being a karma yogi, to bless and to have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone, and to give the gift of love to everyone. You can see Baba and then thank Baba for this experience. So did you enjoy? Did you enjoy? That's great. So if we do it, throughout the day. Then you will be dancing with happiness. This is what I have to do. In the Laukik schools outside, they study for 8 hours. Homework maybe for 2 or 3 hours. But here, Baba teaches me 1 hour, and the whole day I have to do the homework, hear the Murli, rejoice in remembrance throughout the day. So then it's like you are here, but you're not here. See, but don't see. Hear, but don't hear. Have you heard this? Like you're sitting here, there are many things at my back, but you don't see that. Because you're lost in this experience. So to rejoice is to be absorbed in the love of God. And then to perform actions. Because they have routines, roles, responsibilities, relationships during the day. Many routines, many things to do, many roles, responsibilities, relationships, so many things during the day. It's not that when I sit in meditation, I say, okay, Baba, you're my parent, you're my sajan, beloved, you're my mother. But do I experience that relationship as I start the day? For that, I need to accept what Baba is saying. Child, I am your father. Because parent always has an impact on his child. Yes, all of you coming from different backgrounds, your parents always, because you've stayed with them. So they always have an impact. So, but have I accepted that God is my father? So when I have all relationships with God, as soon as I open my eyes, I am this beautiful instrument of God, being sustained by God Himself. How is this feeling? Because I have to constantly, consciously, consistently choose to create. That's what Rajyoga is teaching me. Because I am the child of the Creator, I can create what I want to create. Right? And my creation is based on what? Is it based on Srimad? Is it based according to the Murli? Because that is where God speaks to me. I can directly get what He wants to tell me. Today he said, do the service of making Bharat into divine land of kings. How many of you said to yourself, yes Baba, I'm going to do it? Or you said, okay, I am now, where am I? Even if I tell to my mind, I am Suryavanshi, you know, I belong to the Sign Dynasty. I tell myself, I am Master Almighty, I tell myself. But my mind says, you know, don't ever think about it because you're very angry all the time. But do I ever talk to myself? It's okay. It's the process. My parent has told me, my father has told me that I am an instrument to make this world a beautiful land. The more I believe in what Baba is saying to me through the Murli, then I can respond to my mind. Because you are uploading very good thoughts. But what happens after 10 minutes or 15 minutes or half an hour? What happens after 1 hour? That's because I don't have a self-talk, self-counseling. And when I have the self-counseling, that increases my self-esteem and that increases my self-respect. I start to respect myself. And God teaches how to respect yourself to rejoice. That is self-respect. He's teaching me how to respect myself. Because mind has been ruling me all these years. So now I'm going to be a master of my mind, which is Raj Yoga. King of all yogas, to be a master of your mind is to be master of your inner world. Am I happy here? Satyuga is okay, it's going to come. But is the golden age here? Because confluence age is for that. Is this a peace palace here? That's why Baba is teaching me. So as soon as I wake up, because now I know I am the creator, I accept this with love, then I can tell my mind, yes, I am the creator. And this is auspicious confluence age. God has come to wake me up because He has given an appointment at Amritvela. So Amritvela, who is waking me up? Yes, with love. God Himself, sometimes saying Baba, 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 it becomes very common. Which Baba? God Himself has come to wake me up. That's why Dadi Gulza was sharing. Brahma Baba used to tell them, you are Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar. Brahma, how are you Brahma? Master Brahma, you create elevated thoughts. And you are Vishnu. How many of you think you are Vishnu? I need to sustain myself. And Shankar, destroy my own vices. That will happen automatically. How? Suppose if there is an urn which has just one hole at the top and it's attached and it's filled with dirty water, how do I fill it with pure water? Does anyone have any idea? It's a small urn which is fixed, which has a hole on the top. It's fixed, I can't lift, I can't, you know, pour the water, dirty water, and then put the clean water. I can't do that. Because there is a small hole, I can't even put my hand inside. So, what's the next option? What do I do? Very good, you're all intelligent, huh? Good. You know that, right? Keep pouring clean water. So what I have to do, I can't remove my mind and intellect, cleanse it and put it back. I can't do that. So what is that I do is create constantly, as the breath is constant. Even if it stops for a second, what happens? You know that. So constantly, consciously, I choose to create creative thoughts. So then, I become Master Brahma. Then, Master Vishnu, how? Baba is telling me to do Amrit Vela. So how was my Amrit Vela? Just I'm sitting, doing Amrit Vela. Sometimes experience, sometimes not experience. Sometimes happy, sometimes not happy. Is it like that? Who thinks their Amrit Vela is powerful every day? No. Then when is it going to be? If not now. So to rejoice in remembrance is to have powerful Amrit Vela. With every breath I take, am I creating an elevated thought? Because you have to upload, right? You have to pour pure water. So what is that I have to do? It's not going to happen automatically. Okay, 1 hour yoga and after that whole day I'm just here and there. No. Homework is constant you have to do. Because what am I going to become into? Double crowned king and queen. Baba is going to give me such a big seat, throne of the world. He's going to make me sit on it. So now he's going to train me for that. So I need to accept, yes, I am the creator of my life. Because God is with me, I can go even beyond the karmic accounts. I have that power because God is with me. Yes? So as I open my eyes in the morning, who is waking me up? Not just one thought and over. Because if you're not creating this feeling constantly, the emotions will overtake you. Because what is the activity of the mind? Constantly to think. Activity, creating happens. But I consciously choose to create. But if I'm not choosing, what's happening? Either from my past sanskars, either from the sanskars of this birth, or the sanskars which I created from the atmosphere, or through the company, or through the willpower, something else is popping up with what I have. But what I want is what I have to create. What I want is what I have to give. I hope it's clear. Clear? What I want, that's what I need to create. And what I want is what I should. What I should? Come on. Give. Even a single thought I say to myself, I'm useless. I've already given it. So whatever pops up, you have to answer, respond, not react. So that comes up when I rejoice in remembrance that God, being a beautiful parent, has come to wake me up and has given me an appointment. See? Who everybody will get appointment from the Prime Minister? Is it easy? Yes or no? But you are great soul sitting here who has been given the appointment. Are you ready to take the appointment? Yes, with this beautiful smile on your lips. Yes. So now from tomorrow onwards, you are Amrit Vela. Powerful? Or it's okay? How to make it is a different subject. You have your own ways. You see, you observe yourself, not absorb the negativity. Observe. Baba said, be a detached observer and watch. Watch what? Observe the games of Maya. Make Father as your companion and observe the games of Maya. This is what is happening throughout the day, isn't it? Maya is playing games. Okay, it's okay, I'll now go for shopping. But I now decided to sit in yoga, but my mind said, it's okay, what have you done doing yoga? Just go and shop now. So now there, what am I going to do? Like Master Brahma. Master Brahma, and then Master Vishnu, how do I sustain myself? Because sustainability is a great topic, even in the United Nations. All big organizations, they talk about sustainability, but they don't know how to do it. So, but we know. Yes? Do we know? Yes. I should know to sustain myself being Master Vishnu. So in different relationships, like after Amrit Vela, after a powerful Amrit Vela, what do I do? If we go into the detail, then I need 2-3 more classes, but now just for the starting part of it. So after that, I go to the Murli. Even wherever, in whichever country you are, you go to the Murli. So that intoxication. I'm going to the university where God is going to teach me. That's what is more important. I go sit in the class every day, that's okay. But how do I sit there? That's what is more important. Myself and Baba. Only both of us are there in the Murli. No one in the hall. It's a personal meeting. I can create this? Can I do this? Usually I say, I don't have time, but I have 1 hour Murli time. Do I have it? Yes or no? Yes. So can I practice being soul conscious? Not to see the body of the teacher who is reading the Murli. And God is talking to me personally. So then I developed the practice for 1 hour. I've got 1 hour completely. So I can do this, can I? And how to listen, I shared a little bit. Yes, in the beginning. That revitalizes your capacity. And realizations are quick. And as the realizations are quick, transformation is quick. So Murli, God Himself in the form of a teacher has come to teach me personally. This is the sustenance I'm going to give myself. Being Master Vishnu. Okay? You like it? And it's a private, personal meeting. That gives me personal power, positive power, to be with God. And in the form of a Satguru, he gives me the guidance, a Srimat. God is my Satguru as well. So, what Srimat he gives me? Because that's his job. He can't do anything apart from this. So once happened in Mahabharata story, they say that Krishna was sleeping, lying. And then, he was lying on his bed, and Duryodhan and Arjun, they went to meet him. And Duryodhan went and sat behind the head of Sri Krishna, and then Arjun sat at the feet of Krishna. And then, as soon as Krishna woke up, whom did he see? You know the story, right? He saw Arjun and he asked, okay, tell me, you have come here. So as he starts talking to Arjun, Duryodhan says, I have come before him, so I want to talk. So okay, you talk. Then when Krishna asks him, okay, what can I do for you? Then he says, Duryodhan says, I want you to be my, you know, Ratvan, charioteer, who takes my chariot. So, and be with me in everything that I do. But he says, I'm not going to fight, I'll be with you. I will accept your offer that I will, you know, take you wherever you want to go, take your chariot wherever you want to go, but I'm not going to fight. That's one option. The other option is, you can take the whole army. He had a big army. Have you heard the story of Mahabharata? Very big army. So Shakuni, you know, he was his uncle, and he had said, if Krishna asks you what you want, you said, I want Krishna. You just say this. But now Duryodhan uses his intellect, body conscious intellect. He says, if Krishna is not going to do anything, what will he do for me? It's better he doesn't come. No, I don't want him. I want army. So he chooses the second one. He says, I want army. And then he asks Arjun, what do you want? He says, I don't want army. I don't want anything. I just need you besides me. You take me wherever you want to take me, or wherever I want, you can take me. There be my, you know, guide. So God, I mean, the scripture says that God said to him that I'm not going to fight, I'm going to guide. So what does it denote? Baba is not going to enter into our karmic accounts. But what does he do? Guide us. Child, every breath, remember me. In the Bhagavad Gita, like in today's Murli, Baba remembered Bhagavad Gita, right? Sarmanoizer of all the scriptures. Then he said, in Bhagavad Gita also it's been said in the 6th chapter and the 18th chapter. But it's the same thing but with different meanings. Be devoted unto me, be close to me, come to me. Surrender yourself to me, manmanabhav. And the same in the 18th chapter, it's being said, yes, I'll take care of you. Even that has been said in the earlier chapter. And even in the 18th chapter, it's been said, I'll take care of you. Surrender to me. But it has been said, I promise, I'll take you aboard. I'll make you free from all this. So if we follow God's plan, then Baba has a beautiful plan for all of us. Yes, He is going to make us double crowned kings and queens. So that was my experience. When I came here, I was chosen out of 100 Kumaris by Dadi Prakash Mani. I became Madhuban Nivasi. And I saw how Baba was, you know, talking to me, explaining how his plan was, what his plan was, because we had a deal between us. That I had asked Baba, Baba, if you're really God, if you think I should get married to you or you want to marry me, then you need to give me a plan. But what my role is, I will follow your plan. Consciously I chose. And when Dadiji asked me out of 100 Kumaris, are you going to stay here? Daddy likes you very much. I said yes. So God's plan will happen when I plan to work according to His plan. Yes? This is rejoice of remembrance. And during the whole day, Baba has given different relationships, all the relationships. Baba is my beloved, Baba is my friend. So whatever you're doing, come my dear friend, we both of us will walk. If you want to have tea, if you're going to the dining, Dadi Gulza was saying the other day, you know, and some said, we really don't have time. Dadi said, do you have time to drink water? They said, yes. Do you have time to eat? They said, yes. So then invite Baba. Have it with Baba. Even those drops also help you. Whatever effort you make in the confluence age will never go waste. That is the rejoice in remembrance. Even a single thought comes, yes, Baba is with me. Baba, come, let's have tea. Baba, come, let's go to the garden. He said, I am the garden master, gardener today. Flowers. He said, you know how the way he speaks is so interesting. He doesn't say, okay, you are a soul, just remember me alone, go to Paramdham, that's it. No. He gives us different variety plans. Right? So during the whole day, I can make him my friend. Come, my dear friend, and experience. And set timings. Because Baba has said, you have to do it. 3 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, how do I set three minutes? Something like that. You have to plan in your own way. The best thing is make Baba's room here. Do you like it? Yes or no? Yes? So make Baba's room here. Decorate with beautiful flowers, whatever you want to, and during the day, go to Baba's room. Is it easy? You need not to walk even. Create your own, because you are the children of the Creator. So evening meditation, you can have it with your beloved. Come, we'll sit in the garden, talk, have a conversation, sit, chat. 6:30 to 7:30 till 8 or whatever. Experience in all the relationships will give us the power not to get deceived in any relationships throughout the cycle. Isn't it amazing? He's my judge. I can go and tell him whatever I've did. It's not that, okay, I should not have this bad thoughts, I should not have this waste thoughts. No. You share with your mother and father. You share with your sergeant, beloved. When you grow up, you don't anymore share with your mother and father. You share with your beloved, right? What happens in the Laukik world? So in the same way, something waste is coming up, past is coming up, something else is popping up. Tell Baba. This is what is happening to me. That is also remembrance, because you're talking to Baba. Because one of the brother or sister, he came to meet Baba and he said, Baba, I don't remember you. Baba, I don't remember you. Baba said, you are remembering. See, you're saying, Baba, I don't remember you. So talking to Baba, either you're chattering here, instead chat with Baba. Easy? So every breath you can plan. You can set the timetable of your mind as you set the timetable of the body, Baba says. And then, before sleeping, who is going to make me sleep? asleep in Baba's lap. Invoke him and sleep in Brahma Baba's lap. Feel that Brahma Baba is making you sleep. He's putting you to sleep. His lap is your pillow. Bhavna and Gyan. Bhavna, you understand Bhavna? What's Bhavna? Yes, feelings. Feelings and knowledge. I asked Dadi Gulzar, should we have just logical type of pattern thinking? She said, both in balance. Feelings? Yes, I love God because love is a feeling. Can you explain love? If you are asked to facilitate love, how do you do that? That's it. Feeling, emotion, complete, over. It's an experience. Feelings, elevated feelings for the self and for my beloved, and God is my beloved. The feeling and the knowledge, they go hand in hand. So when I say everything to Baba, give my all, whatever the whole day I have done, accountability I have for time, money and other things now. When I have this accountability and be a trustee and have faith, then I can play my role being a detached observer. Yes? Easy? This is how you can rejoice in remembrance. So when you start to rejoice in remembrance, then what happens? When Baba gives the order, you'll be able to clearly understand it's Baba's order, now I'll do it. Because now wireless sets are more famous, like mobiles. How many times do you use your mobile during the day? How many times do you rejoice in remembrance? If I ask you like that, what would you say? Which would be more? Using the mobile or rejoicing in remembrance? See, you have the answer. So what I need to do is, Baba says, use me. So now, Baba is available. But I need to use Baba. Are you ready? No, not ready. Hungry? Hungry or angry? Hungry. Anyway, so to the extent I have voiceless intellect, mind, then my soul experiences the bliss and joy. Got it? So I need to be voiceless, clean, clear. Then I can see everything, what's happening here. Yes? Introspection. This is rejoice in remembrance. So that clarity comes up. Brahma Baba used to say, I have heard it from the seniors, you know, just if Baba gives you a call, you should be arm's distance, that closer to Baba. So you receive a call and you're here. Catch up. So that cleanliness, purity, silence and solitude brings joy and bliss. So the more you are in silence, lost in the love of God, rejoice in remembrance, more clarity comes up. And all powers, you will be able to use the right powers at the right time. You do not even have to think which power I have to use, what should happen, no. Because scientists come up with inventions when they go deep into the silence. So who are all of us? You are a scientist? Good. Congratulations. good that you have accepted. I don't know, but like if you just say it, that's a different thing. But if I accept it, I need to accept Baba's Murli. God never forces us, He just guides us. He says, okay, you are an instrument. You are the master of the world. I said, yes, Baba, I am. If I accept, then I rejoice in remembrance. I need to accept Baba's Murli with love. I need to appreciate Baba's Murli with happiness, saying thank you, acknowledging. Because every day, 45 minutes He loves us. How many minutes? That's it? Just 45 minutes? Or whole day? You know, once Dadi Gulzar, I know who was sharing this trans message. You know, Baba was saying the navigations, you know, they see, you know, which flight has gone up and what's happening. And sometimes some flights get hijacked, they're not seen in the radar. But Baba was saying, I have a powerful radar where I can see each soul. Baba can see all of us. But can I see Baba? That's what is more important. Because if I say, okay, Baba is besides me, watching me every second, every breath, then okay. So now, Baba is always with me. The only thing is, I don't accept it. Now I need to accept, yes, Baba, you are with me, I'll make use of it. Then my future is bright. Because I realize the fortune, my future is bright, and my features are revealing God. So now I need to serve through my features. Right? I told you how that person asked me, are you in love? He asked me, yes. Love of God. He says, yes, that's what I feel, because it doesn't look like normal people. And through your activity, I can understand that. So that's why Baba says, that has to be translated into actions. So when I rejoice in remembrance, then throughout the routines, roles, responsibilities, relationships, I can make use of it. So had a wonderful experience. So, do it again and again. And every thought, share it with Baba. Is that okay? Very easy? Hard or easy? Easy or hard? So, every breath, every thought with Baba, whether it's waste, bad, negative, whatever, share it with Baba. Okay? This is also a form of rejoice. In remembrance. And thank you for listening. Shanti. I request the brother to play the song. And let's, when we hear the song, sing in our hearts. If possible, play the song Meeta Baba and we fulfill the desire of the sister. We can dance with Baba. Rejoice with Baba. Invite Baba. Baba, come with me. Tarana mera baba dil ka tarana din raat labon pe ek baba ka gaana din raat labon pe ek baba ka gaana pyar karu main yaadon mein khoya rahun